There's no homeless shelter in Dillingham, but there aren't many who have nowhere to turn to get in from the cold. 61-year-old Matthew McCarr is one of a handful who call the streets home. He's lived this way for more than a decade, and while it's tough, he says this is part of living life on his own terms. KDLG's Avery Lill has more.
Down out in the red door.
Matthew McCarr and I are walking through downtown Dillingham. He's checking the trash for a cigarette he can finish, and he teaches me how to say, "I'm not doing anything," in Yupik. Once a kindergarten teacher in Sitka, he found his students learned best if they were singing. In Sitka, he had a guitar, but now he has a harmonica that he plays every day, around town or at his camp. McCarr is homeless, one of the few in Dillingham during the winter.
What I learned about that being by myself was sitting there being really patient. And this old man, I got to thank him for giving me harmonica. So that really, really helped my thoughts. And I'm really thankful for that old man that gave me that.
McCarr makes camp in an abandoned shipping container. It offers protection from the elements, but when the temperature drops, it becomes more of an icebox than a shelter. Describing life at his camp, McCarr thinks first of the ways in which it's emotionally and physically taxing.
Cold, wet, things in mind, you think about children, family, and, you know, I don't have radio, I don't have this, and the only thing I have is harmonica, so that's, and the Bible, of course, that's the main thing, my Bible.
When his neck is warm, he sleeps better. Sometimes he has to choose between sleeping with his socks on his feet and wearing them like a scarf. Other nights, it's just too cold to sleep.
I would wake up certain hours early in the morning and, you know, just wondering about time because I don't wear a watch, but I'd get up when I start feeling my muscles start jerking or getting cramped, and I'd get up and put my stuff and just walk out and just go through town.
Normally, he can count on one meal a day from the senior center, and sometimes people give him food. Other times, he digs food out of the dumpster. He says if you learn to read food from the garbage, you can avoid getting sick. But health is a concern. About a month ago, McCarr says he had an operation to remove his colon. Now he's on a lot of medication, and it's been hard to keep up his weight. That's important if you're living outdoors and need the insulation and energy. As McCarr reflects on being homeless, the word he uses most often is choice. Choices that he's made in the past and the ones that he's making every day.
And everybody goes through different things in lifestyle. We don't know what's whole for each person. You know, it's their own choosing what they want. See, this was my own choosing what I wanted.
It's a choice McCarr has been making for about 14 years.
It's something that stayed in me for a long time. It's been eating me inside, which I never talk about for a long time. So that's what's my own decision, you know.
McCarr was born in Old Kalinganik in 1955 and moved to Dillingham after the 64 earthquake. He attended boarding school, then the Sheldon Jackson College in Sitka, where he studied land management and religion. He married and started a family in Sitka and worked a variety of jobs, everything from construction to teaching to fishing. But drugs and alcohol took their toll. He spent some time in prison, and in 2002, McCarr moved back to Dillingham. By and large, he's been homeless ever since.
It do involve alcohol, it involved drugs, it involved losing jobs and marriage. So I can't go back to those things every day like I want to, and I have to make that choice for myself.
A number of decisions McCarr chooses not to worry about in advance. Whether he will ask a relative for a place to stay for the night, what he will eat, or when he will look for work.
I learned not to think backwards. That's the most important thing in life. You can't look at yesterday. You can't look at today, but you can't look at tomorrow.
But he will keep making choices to survive, to move when he feels himself freezing, to try to stay off drugs and alcohol, and to play the harmonica to calm his thoughts. And that, it seems, is how he's weathered more than a decade of Alaskan winters outdoors. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.
Nazarloya Rakwinga King Kamkun Kwinga. Little lady, I love you with all my heart.